It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. It's the first day of school in Camden, and the superintendent is asking the advisory board president to resign. The story now from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Superintendent Katrina McCombs says advisory board president Wasim Muhammad's refusal to step down has been a distraction and that the collective focus this year should be on student success.
Our main number one laser-like focus and top priority is focusing in on our young people. Our motto is that we put students first, and that's exactly what we're doing.
A former student who says she had a sexual relationship with Muhammad recently settled a lawsuit with the district for $2 million. Parents outside of the Wilson Early Childhood Development Center say Muhammad has to go.
I think it's hard for everybody. It's hard for the family. It's hard for the school district because it's been covered up for so long, you know. I just feel for everybody in this situation.
But Muhammad said he's not going anywhere and that he didn't do anything wrong. A civil jury found he didn't sexually abuse the former student, but did cause harm through extreme or outrageous conduct. New Jersey's Department of Education says the school board is the only entity with the power to remove Muhammad, and Governor Murphy has also been vocal about the need for a change in leadership here. In Camden, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The city of Philadelphia has reached an agreement with its white-collar workers union for a one-year contract extension. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
The agreement gives members of DC 47 a 4.4% raise plus a $1,400 bonus. It also increases the amount of paid parental leave from 6 weeks to 8 weeks, adds the Friday after Thanksgiving as a paid holiday, and removes restrictions on using sick time to care for family members. DC 47 President April Jaggett says the union had hoped to get parity with the police and fire unions, who agreed to contract extensions with 5% raises.
We had hoped that this mayor would do something new and innovative, and, you know, so that didn't happen. But it still was 4.4, you know, something to be proud of.
The Parker administration declined comment until a news conference later today. The deal leaves only the blue-collar workers union, DC 33, working without a contract. DC 47's agreement says that if DC 33 gets more than 4.4%, DC 47 will get a larger increase, too. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA explains reasons behind its plan to eliminate Metro fare discounts on December 1st as it tries to close a budget gap. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports no matter the reasons, SEPTA riders are not pleased about paying more for their commute.
Word that SEPTA plans to do away with fare discounts and charge all bus, subway, and trolley riders $2.50 a trip didn't sit well with riders we talked with.
It will be more expensive for me. It will not be helpful.
SEPTA is including some measures to soften the blow, such as allowing a round trip on a single fare within 2 hours or adding three regional rail stations to the less expensive Zone 1. SEPTA General Manager Leslie Richards says even if state funding comes through, the discounts are not coming back.
Even if we receive the full amount that the governor has proposed, there is still a gap in our operating budget.
SEPTA Board Chair Ken Lawrence says he's hopeful the governor and legislature can agree on a way to fill SEPTA's more than $200 million budget hole.
There is a hope to get something done to provide a permanent solution for transit funding. Quite frankly, we're agnostic as to how that happens. We need the money.
Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's game day on a football Friday. The Eagles' first game of the season is almost here. from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Here's Dave Uram.
The ultimate goal is to beat the Green Bay Packers, but it is not lost in head coach Nick Sirianni, as well as some of his players, that this is an opportunity to showcase American football.
It's the best team sport there is.
Left tackle Jordan Mailata, who remembers watching YouTube highlights of the NFL as a kid in Australia, views this as a huge honor.
Even more bigger for the players who are just like me, you know, who come from a different background, and for kids who have never heard of the NFL before, just like me, they can try and, you know, attain a career in this.
Kickoff is at 8:15. Meantime, Zach Wheeler's on the mound tonight for the Phillies in Miami, going for 6 in a row after last night's 5-2 win over the Marlins. First pitch at 7:10. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.